Earth, sky.
In the fall of 2010, scientists launched a lunar greenhouse, but it's not actually on the moon. It's at the University of Arizona. Gene Giacomelli is director of the school's Controlled Environment Agriculture Center. He described how the greenhouse might help feed astronauts on a future moon mission.
That when it reaches the planet and the spacecraft sets down, the idea is that it expands outward, it opens by itself like a robot would, and the seeds are in place, and we start it up, turn on the lights, turn on the water, and the plants can begin to grow, even in advance of having the astronauts arrive.
He said a greenhouse on the moon would get water from the moon itself, as well as from cleaned and recycled human waste. Same with carbon dioxide, which plants need to grow.
So in this small confined space, growing many, many plants, we can keep one person alive with oxygen and fresh water per day, plus half of their food calories per day.
Giacomelli said much further development is needed before any kind of greenhouse is sent to the moon. But right now, his team is growing fresh vegetables at another high-tech greenhouse at the South Pole. And one day, he said, similar technologies might be applied to enclosed urban structures like skyscrapers. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.